for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there.
This is the Thursday evening service of March the 30th. Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
They wanted to go back under the law, and they wanted to mix the law and grace.
We're saved by grace, by the grace of God, but the Bible said you're saved by grace. All right, I accept that. We're saved by grace. But grace means nothing to the person who has not trembled before the presence of God, has not trembled in fear, in the fear of the Lord, before the presence of God. Grace means nothing to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, now that scripture was in the Bible ever since the Bible was written. It was stated by Jesus in his early ministry. But it didn't do me any real personal good until it became a living reality to me. It didn't do me any personal good until that night so many years ago that I accepted the Lord. I seen that he had given his Son for me, and he wanted me to be forgiven. And then it became real to me when I learned to fear the Lord and to walk in His commandments. Praise the Lord. I think this is a great this shows the great heart of the Apostle Paul and the great desire that he had to just build a church out of lively stones, as the Apostle Peter would later name us, lively stones. And these two men had a heartbeat very similar. They both just wanted to build a church. Hallelujah. Unto God. Now, you know, anybody at all wants to build a tower. Hallelujah. Babel. The Tower of Babel. Hey, if I had all the money in Texas, I wouldn't build a tower. It'll just mock you. After you're gone. Yeah, the Tower of Absalom, you know, Absalom was the king of David, tried to lead a revolution against David. He had no children, and so he built a tower unto himself, Absalom's tower, and it stands there and mocks him today. But he was leading a revolution. He got real important, and now people that get important, they build a city. And then, of course, you got to build a tower. Amen. It's for their name's sake. And I'm afraid that it's going to have a reverse effect. I really am. I fear that it will. I think the fear of the Lord left a long time ago.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, amen. I tell you, a man that I admire he doesn't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Billy Graham. He's built no memorial to himself, no tower, no city. He's been connected with no scandals. He hasn't mishandled his funds. He still lives very moderately in his home in North Carolina. It's good enough for anybody, but it wouldn't be fabulous enough for many, would it? And he's preached to millions and millions and millions of people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe that his sole desire was to get people to come to God. Well, that's all right with me. If he can get them to God and then God can get them to me. Hallelujah. Amen. if he can get them to God and God gets them to me, I'll get them to Zion. Hallelujah. Hey, I think most of the people that I've got in my church is from Baptist background. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said, well, let the Baptist preachers, they're evangelic. Let them get them saved. Then I'll take them from there. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll teach them the ways of the Lord. I'll teach them the deep things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'll teach them such deep things that they'll think for sure they're going to drown, but I won't drown them. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll show them what it means to be sons of God.
Glory.
All right, please God that by Him, God would bring many sons to glory. Hallelujah. And God is doing that now. He's bringing many sons to glory. And I'm by the help and grace of God, I plan on being one of them. Hallelujah. Just any one of them will be all right with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll build no towers. I'll build no cities. Hallelujah. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is a man that can just work with God and trust God to take care of him and to supply his needs and just really trust God. Hallelujah. Hey, it's a good journey. I've witnessed several years of it, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, would you? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, let's turn over here to Acts chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's good, isn't he? He is wonderful to be praised. In the second chapter, after the day of Pentecost, and the apostles have continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer, come to verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. This is the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is, it's the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is indeed the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says in Hebrews, we won't turn over there, chapter 11, verse 7, that Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark. How did he move? With fear and prepared an ark. He didn't know what he was building. He didn't know what board went next until God told him. He built it according to the dimensions of God. And then one day it began to rain, didn't it? And God called out to Noah. You remember what he says to Noah? He says, Noah, come into the ark. Well, the beauty part of that is that it identifies the location of God for me. If he says to Noah, come in, that means he's already in there, don't it? Right. I'm glad that he didn't holler at him and say, Noah, go into the ark. That would have signified that God was outside. But when he said, come in, hey, I do that. Somebody knocks on door, rings doorbell, and I holler, come in. They know I'm in the house. But if I'm out in the field there or somewhere behind the house and they don't see me, I see them. And you know what I do? I holler, go in. Come in? Is it come in or go in? I'd rather come in, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. For that's where God is. And where He is where I want to be. Don't you want to be where God is? Hallelujah. And then in the book of Acts, still in the fifth chapter, let's turn over here and read. In the fifth chapter, and in the 11th verse is, and great fear fell upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. That's when Ananias and Sapphira fell down dead in the church for lying to the Holy Ghost. Hey, may I suggest to you that they didn't know any fear of the Lord. And so they had no restraints. They had a conspiracy. They conspired among themselves to make out like they were doing something they weren't doing. They were going to give part and hold the bigger part and imply that they gave it all, wasn't it? That was the problem, wasn't it? And Right. And when Peter said to Ananias that he had lied, he fell down on the floor and died.
Amen.
And he told you, hey, you young men, take him out there and bury him. And when they had just got out of the house, here comes his wife. And Peter said, say, did you and your husband do this and that? And she's still going to be faithful to the thing because you don't know what's happened to her husband. And so she goes along with the form of the conspiracy. And Peter said, well, the same feet, here comes the young men back, and they, you be ready. got another load for you. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. I mean, that's how, all right, now, what is the problem then? Why is there less, too little bit of fear in the house of the God? It's because that there's too little signs and wonders and not enough miracles and not enough faith. And oh, well, praise the Lord. Whose fault is that? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, where does it begin? Where does judgment begin, anyhow? Right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Still in the book of Acts, let's turn on over to the 9th chapter here. And we read in the 9th chapter and the 31st verse, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and were multiplied. They walked in the fear of the Lord because that God had converted Saul of Tarsus. They got Saul of Tarsus off their back, hallelujah, and he began to preach the things that he hated so much. And they had all throughout all of these countries, these provinces, they were edified and they were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied. Praise the Lord, yes. Thank God forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know that, praise the Lord. The fear of the Lord, it overflows with blessings. Let me give us a scripture here in Psalms chapter 34 and verse 9. Chapter 34, verse 9 in the Psalms, and we read, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. He delivered him from all of his fears that were fear of the enemy. That's the fear that is most prevalent. We're afraid of something out yonder. But what we need to do is develop a godly fear, and that'll take care of all of that, won't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Let's look at the 119th Psalm and the 63rd verse. 119 and the 63rd verse, we'll read here. I am a companion to all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The psalmist says, I'm a companion to everybody that fears you, Lord, and to everybody that keeps your precepts. Well, hallelujah. Thank God forever. Lord, we know it's true, don't we? Hallelujah. When Joseph was when the Potiphar's wife was throwing herself at Joseph, and Joseph had the support of Potiphar and his confidence, and he was in charge of everything, was under his command, and Potiphar had reserved nothing that he wouldn't share with Joseph except his wife, and his wife tries to entice Joseph. And this is what he says in Genesis 39 and 9. He said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Say, the only thing he worried about was he couldn't do this because he'd be sinning against God. He was worried about his relationship with God. Hey, if ever you're in doubt as to whether I should do this thing or not, here's a good question to ask yourself. What will it do to my relationship with God? Hallelujah. There's nothing worth defaulting yourself in your relationship with God. God's greater than all, isn't He? All right, in the book of St. Luke, verse chapter 23, there is the crucifixion. As a matter of fact, there are three crosses here, and Jesus is on the center cross, and the other two are thieves and robbers, and they deserve to be crucified, but Jesus has done nothing. And one of them reviles the blessed Lord. And in the 43rd verse here, in the 40th verse, that is, of the 20th chapter, one of them says to the other, the one on the right says to the other one, do you not fear God? He's mocking the blessed Lord, reviling him. And the other repentant thief says, hey, do you have no fear of God? Do you not fear God? Where there's no fear of God, there are no restraints. Finally, and in conclusion, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hey, it can't be spoken any clearer than that, can it? This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Having considered everything, every characteristic and every avenue, the conclusion of the whole matter is fear God and keep His commandment. And to entice you, He says, this is the whole, W-H-O-L-E, the whole duty of man. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The whole duty of man. Help us, O Lord. My Lord, that we might have the fear of God cultivated, manifested in our lives and through our lives. May we sing that we won't leave here like we come. May this message find good ground to, good fertile ground to become activated in. Hallelujah. And we'll go forth in the fear of the Lord in a greater measure than we have ever known before. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God is bringing us. He's bringing us in, isn't He? Hallelujah. The wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with singing, and the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, and the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened. And the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass, with reeds and rushes. Highways shall be there and away. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Hallelujah. Oh, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break His bands from us. Let us cast His cords asunder. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak to them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king in my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee.
Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron. Dash them in pieces as a potter's vessel. Hear ye, kings, and be wise, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that do put their trust in thee. Hallelujah. In the Lord. In God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, now. Lord, how art they increased that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me and say, no help in God for him this time. But thou, Lord, art my shield and my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and I slept, for the Lord sustained me. I won't be afraid now if 10,000 people gather themselves together against me. Rise up, my Lord. Save me, my God. Thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth to thee, and thy blessings are upon all of your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, breathe on us, Lord. Breathe the sweet comfort of the Holy Ghost on us tonight, O Lord. My Lord and our God. Oh, yes, fill that hungering in our hearts, O Lord, in our souls. Oh, thou whom my soul doth love. My Lord, draw us near unto thee tonight, O Lord. My Lord, oh, yes, the Lord is wooing us to him. Yeah, he's pulling us into his bosom. He wants to speak great and mighty things in our spiritual ears. Let him that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit doth say to the churches. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's speaking to our spiritual ear. He is revealing himself to our spiritual eye. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Let the fear of the Lord rage within us, O Lord. My Lord, let it take up a permanent dwelling place, Lord. We need something to be a restraint for us, O Lord. My Lord, we need something to liberate us from the spirit of the evil one, O Lord. My Lord, that is the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah, to activate the fear of the Lord in us. My Lord, so that we'll quit doing these ungodly things. Hallelujah. My Lord, so that our nation will quit doing these ungodly things and remove the curse from up. Of this nation, O Lord. My Lord, let the priests begin to cry and howl from the altar, from the pulpit to the altar. My Lord, to save this nation, my Lord, from utter destruction. She's going down the wrong road. Hallelujah. Headed in the wrong direction. My Lord, and she's gathering momentum as she goes. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, O Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy going in and coming out from henceforth and forevermore. Oh, blessed be God forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, now. Oh, Spirit of the Most High, minister to us, O Lord. My Lord, you know just how to get in there and meet every need for us tonight, Brother Bill. He does, don't he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes. And all the prophets know that this is a true word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that we're motivated just by the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, great God. Now I would like to share with you an opportunity to pray for a good brother that's in our church. He's an elder. He's about 47 years old. And he has had a lot of health problems. He got the most faith I believe I ever seen. But things happen to him, just keep happening to him. And he went and had a cataract implant put in about 3 days ago, and he went back the next day to have it taken off, see how good he could see, and he couldn't see a thing. And so they examined it and said, well, it looks like it's a piece of fiber in there. And so he went back today, and they run some tests on him and looked it over, and tomorrow now he's going back, and they're going to take the eye out and see what they can do for it and put it back in. Hopefully they'll get it fixed and put it back in. where he can see. The other eye is not very good. And this was his better eye. I'd like for... My wife called me a while ago and gave me the report from when he came back from the hospital and what the report was. And he had requested that she call and get the camp to go to prayer for him. And since he's going... I would have waited till tomorrow, but since he's going into surgery in the morning, well, we need to do it tonight. We need to do it right now. Hallelujah. So if you'll just stand with me, we'll just take him to the throne. Hallelujah. His name's Billy. And our Father and our God, we now, my Lord, we approach the throne of grace. We approach the throne, O Lord, in the name of Jesus and to the glory of God. Oh, God, we bring Billy with us, Lord. We know the judge of all the earth will do right by his creation. My Lord, in Jesus' name now, thank you, great God. Thank you, oh, merciful God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Father, we come in the name of that name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, you said if we come in his name, you'd hear and answer our petitions. Father, we come tonight and lift Billy Schaffner up, or Billy, what's his last name again? Courtney, Billy Courtney. We lift Billy Courtney up before you this evening, Father. Father, we speak to that eye and to his physical body. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we appropriate the healing virtue of the scars and stripes and the blood of the whipping post. And we command that body to receive it in the name of Jesus. We speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we command you to body receive ye the healing virtue of the scars and stripes and the blood of the whipping post that was suffered for the healing of our bodies. Father, I appropriate it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that there be a miracle move through that physical body by the power of the living God. That's it, that restoration shall be, and it shall be a testimony to the power and the healing and deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. Father, we thank you for giving us faith to believe. Help our unbelief. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for us to walk in the fear of the Lord. That in the fear of the Lord, we'll be able to stand and declare, thus saith the word of the Lord. And that by the word of the Lord, there's healing and deliverance and restoration for your people. And Father, we thank you for rest for us tonight. We thank you to raise us tomorrow to praise and to worship and to glorify the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege you've given us together these days, that Jesus shall be glorified and that the name of the Lord shall stand forth and that Jesus shall be made King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Lord, for the healing power that rests in the name of Jesus by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, for it is written in Isaiah 53:5, that by his stripes we are and were healed. We speak that word this evening, not only to Billy, but to the rest of us, Lord, that need a touch by the hand and the power of the living God. And we thank you and we praise you for it tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jack, would you come here? I have a word for Jack. I heard the Spirit say a while ago to me, that Jack, the Lord said, you're a pillar in the temple of God. And I'm making you that overcomer. And I just see the Lord putting a lot more people around you, especially intercessors, to intercede and pray for you and your ministry. And the Lord said, I've led you out and I've led you in. I've made you strong in me, saith the Lord. And thou hast been faithful in the few things, and thou hast been the strong one, saith the Lord. Now, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to gather around many people in this hour. And the word of the Lord that you have shall be a blessing. Many shall be slain in the Spirit. Many shall know that it's a true word from the Holy Ghost. So fret not and fear not. Know that God is with thee. And the path that I set out before thee in the days ahead shall be of the Holy Spirit. And God shall lead you a new direction, and thou shalt rejoice, and many shall know that the Lord is strong in thy behalf. And others shall call out to me, and I shall answer, saith the Lord. And I shall give you great miracles and great signs and wonders thou shalt behold in the days ahead. So walk softly, my son, for truly I'm making you that pillar, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hosanna. Hosanna.
tonight we'd like to have all the tambourine players up behind us here tonight. All the tambourine players. Come on. Come on, young lady. Brother back there. Over here. Come on, brother. Come on. Hallelujah. The Bible said, make a joyful sound unto the Lord. Not a noise, but he said, make a joyful sound unto the Lord. All ye people. How many is the people in here tonight? And the earth. And you are the earth tonight. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Oh, come on. We got more. All right. Anybody else want another tambourine? Hallelujah. Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Whom the Son set free. We got another one. Come on. Come on. Come on, Diane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God's instruments. And we're the messengers tonight. Blow that trumpet tonight in Zion and alarm the holy cities that God is on the move in our people tonight that's ready to hear what the Spirit is saying by the church. How many has hearing ears tonight? Circumcised hearts tonight? Oh, my. Oh, my. I can see it. Can't you see it, Gene? Praise the Lord. We're going to have a Jericho launch show tonight, I do believe. Hallelujah. With the tambourines, it's like Miriam played and David sang before the Lord with all his might. Oh Zion, oh Zion, that bring us that time. And the Apostles, Allah, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that bring us that time. And the Apostles, Allah, yes, the Apostles, yes, I say unto that city of Judah, behold your God. Behold your God. Give thee up. Give thee up. City of Judah, behold your love. Hallelujah! Behold your love. Behold your God. Give thee up. Give thee up. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. The tambourines in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, the cloud of glory is moving. There is the cloud. There is the cloud. Well, the cloud of glory is moving. There is the cloud. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Come, let us move on again. As we follow where we lead, new life you will receive. Move in the cloud, move in the cloud. Tell the cloud of glory.
let your spirit fill us and your faith be renewed. Come, let us serve others as we follow where we dear life, you will. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Hallelujah. Come, let us serve again as we follow where he leads. New life you will receive. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Come, let us serve all again as we follow where he leads. New life will be.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.